What age were you?
14. 14. And I started in Hideway and was there until we moved to the new factory.
What were you working on first of all? So you came to the factory at 14.
Yes.
What were you doing?
Running about, really. And you were sort of a runner. You know, if the girls wanted anything in the designing room, you went in and got something for them. That was the sort of job you had. And the suspenders for your stockings, you were fixing suspenders together and just sort of...
Was that hand stitching or machine?
No, the buttons and the what you put on your stockings, they came in boxes and then you threaded the elastic on them.
And what did you move on to next?
And then I forget what I did first. And then I went on to a two-needle machine and you went along and put your suspender in the bottom and went along a bit further. And then you put an elastic gore to make the bit... the front of the corset on two needle machine. I mean, that was wonderful, really, two needles.
And how many girls were working at the time, do you know?
Well, at one point we got to about 70. You know, it was quite a big and we always had a big do at Christmas. There was I was talking to one of the girls this morning. Well, I was hoping to this morning. She comes from Wellham Green way, and she worked there, but of course she was out. I couldn't... they used to come from all places, you know, to work.
And what sort of hours did you do?
Eight till six.
Right.
We used to do.
Yeah.
Eight till six. And I worked there until I had my daughter.
So how many machines would be going at one time?
Oh, quite a lot. Quite a lot.
Yes.
I couldn't say how many machines. Because you used to have tables for the ones that were doing hand sewing.
Yeah.
Because in those days, if they had sort of lace trimming round the top of the corsets, and people... the girls used to sit and sort of tack them, not tack them, but tack, put them down.
Mm.
And another, like my sister, she did the shaping. She had to measure, because they were all individually designed.
Mm.
And somebody would be 12 inches that side and perhaps 14 that. And she had to measure, so they were all individually, everything had a ticket.
So the first thing would be someone coming in to be measured.
Yes, and they send all the orders in. People like you could be a corseteer, and people would come to you and you would measure them up, and then you'd send the orders in to Barclays, and then each person would have their own ticket, like a big ticket with their individual measurements on. I mean, I didn't realise that people had, you know, pads for their bras, and men had things in their belts, but that was all on these cards. They'd got certain... they weren't all that way, but they did work for individual people.
So how long do you think it would take from someone being measured to them getting their corset?
Don't really know. I shouldn't think very long.
No?
No, I shouldn't think very long. Because the corsetier would take the orders and then they'd send them into the firm, and it would go all through the office and then go through all the different stages.
And they come in again to try it on?
And they do it at their home, you see. The corseteer would have their corset
yes.
and do it there.
Oh, I see.
They didn't come into the factory to be measured.
Yes.